This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The housing crisis forcing rich cities to get smaller. A reporter, Jed Kolko, with the New York Times, seems to be connecting the dots in an interesting and important way. In a recent article about some of the unintended consequences of geographic inequality being concentrated in certain cities, he pointed out several things. First, that the level of economic activity concentrated in specific metropolitan areas measured by income is 21.7% in 2018, is actually less than the 26% level in 1969. Now, the top five sucking up the jobs and income are New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco, and Washington. Then the list included Philadelphia and Detroit, along with New York, LA, and Chicago. Secondly, he notes that population is not going up with the big bucks. The big three, LA, New York, and Chicago, in fact, all lost population in recent years. The reason seems straightforward: the shortage of available, affordable housing. Seattle may have understood the situation without realizing how deep a hole the tech and Amazon expansion had dug for their people. A small sign was a recent vote by the city council to ban evictions for lower-income tenants throughout the winter months. Los Angeles didn't get the news and is suffering from the nation's largest homeless crisis. New York finally reformed rent control after most of the horses and even many of the families were long out of the barn. Housing is strangling cities with their own greed and short-sightedness in making sure people have decent and affordable housing. Kolko also notes that the winners, relatively speaking, grabbing an increasing income share of the metropolitan areas ranked from number 11 to number 50. These metros went from 26.9% in 1980 of the total income to 29.9% in 2018. Big losers were the small metros and rural areas, whose income dropped by a fifth to only 14.6%. In other interesting factoids that Kolko populated throughout his analysis, he notes that among the 10 metros with the largest economies today, not one is getting both richer and much bigger. In addition to the big five, you're talking about Houston, Dallas, and Atlanta, and the Sun, and Boston, and Philly on the East Coast. Big winners on both coasts include Austin and Raleigh, Provo, Utah, Naples, Florida, and even Walmart Town, also called Fayetteville, Arkansas. But the biggest whoop in that list is Austin, and as Kolko notes, it's only in 27th place. He throws a Hail Mary pass at the notion that it makes more sense to move more development to places like Milwaukee and Cleveland and even these ne'er-do-well rurals, but that would take a government willing to actually do national economic and housing planning, and that's not happening now and may not be on the horizon anytime soon in the future. The growth in the cities in the north of England on a push out from London might be a comparative glimmer of hope for some, but the moral of that story is what happens when extreme wealth and exorbitant and limited housing choices create internal migration that forces change to follow. Business and government can't seem to buy a clue, but props to Kolko for giving them several for free. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.